Hey, it's me. No, nothing's wrong. Does something have to be wrong for me to call you for once? No, everything's, you know, existing. I'm just calling, you know. People call, it's a whole thing. Don't do that, you know, that whole "are you okay" voice. I'm fine, I'm always fine. Fine's like my default setting. Yeah. It's just, this week has just been long. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks where everything just feels harder than it should. But whatever, I mean, I'll live, I always do. Oh, no, come on. You don't have to do that. I wasn't fishing for an invitation. I was just talking. That's what this is, right? I talk, you listen, the world keeps spinning. I mean, you don't have to actually try and fix anything. But you're going to insist, aren't you? Right, that's right. You're one of those touchy-feely types. I know that by now. I'm your girlfriend, but fine. I mean, if you really want to come get me, I won't stop you. Like, my dorm is the size of a closet, and it's depressingly beige, you know, despite all my posters. And yeah, your place is probably bigger and quieter, has fewer roommates who microwave pizza at midnight, you know. Yeah, fine, come get me. Just so you know, I haven't slept in 3 days. Because I haven't, okay? So don't expect me to be sparkly or charming like I usually am, you know. I'm just gonna be a vaguely human-shaped cloud of exhaustion. So if you're okay with that, yeah. You want me to pack for overnight? Like PJs, toothbrush, all that? Okay. Yeah, you know what? That kind of sounds exactly like what I need. Okay, babe. I'll get packed and I'll wait for you. Okay, I'll see you in a bit. I'll be standing outside, looking like I forgot how to smile, okay? Yeah. Alright. See ya. Hey. Thanks for coming. Look, try not to look directly at me, okay? I'm running on caffeine, and I even snatched one of my roommate's energy drinks. Yeah, and I haven't even bothered doing my face makeup for a few days. Yeah, I just haven't had it in me. So you're getting the raw footage version tonight, okay? No filters, no makeup. My hair's a mess. Lucky you to get a peek behind the curtain. You've never seen me without a full face of makeup. Yeah, it's the best way to show who I am on the outside. The whole dark glam goth thing, it's my style. I never feel more like myself when I'm all made up, but not tonight. Yeah, I'm just not used to anyone seeing me like this. Not like it's a secret or anything, it's just, it's new for us. Look, it's not that deep, forget I said anything. No, I'm not about to give you a speech about how the black lipstick is like emotional armor or something. It's not, I just like black. Looks good, you know, blacks, purples, and greens, but whatever, it's, I'm just talking in circles. My point is, I don't remember the last time anyone besides my roommate saw my eyelids, you know? Oh. Thanks. Thanks, babe. You're gonna see another level to me once we get to your place because, I packed for overnight, like you said. And, well, I haven't done laundry in a while, so I only had one set of PJs left. Yeah. Don't look like that. You're just dying to see them, aren't you? Well, you'll have to wait till we get to your place. Okay, I'm all ready to relax or whatever. You can look or don't. It's whatever. Yeah, these are the pajamas I packed. I don't like how you're giggling at me. Yeah, they have little moons on them, okay? Smiling moons. It's, you know, bedtime, nighttime, relaxing, whatever. It's a pretty normal pattern. Yeah, I wore them all the time, but they got so worn down, so I kind of impulse bought these a little while ago. They kind of fit with my current vibe, you know, nighttime, dark, moody. They just happen to have smiling moons on them, okay? And they're two sizes too big now, because it's the most comfortable. You're staring. Are they really that silly looking? Yeah, I know I look different. I told you I was going to. You take that back. I do not look soft and embraceable. Okay, you're lucky you're my girlfriend because you get away with saying that. You really don't mind seeing me like this, you know, bare face, messy hair, and these silly smiling moons. I mean, okay, noted. Maybe I don't have to worry so much around you. It's weird, but not a bad weird, you know? Hey, wait. Did you set out snacks? When did you even do that? We just got here. I was in the bathroom for like 5 minutes. Did you get all this ready before you even picked me up? How didn't I notice it when we came in? That's kind of disgustingly thoughtful. You know that? Okay, I'm sitting down on your couch right away and going to town on these snacks. I don't even care. You have a streaming service pulled up. Cool. What do you say to cheesy horror? What? Reality TV? You're kidding, babe. Are you serious? I don't know. I can watch so bad it's good horror films, but I don't know. When it's reality TV, it's just bad, bad. You don't agree? Okay, alright, whatever. It's your house. We can watch what you want. I just want some of these chips. Babe, I've really tried, okay, but this show is so dumb. Yeah, why are they all yelling? Like, is this what people watch nowadays? Let's just show a bunch of strangers in a house and film them running away from their pasts or whatever. Riveting. I mean, I feel like that's not a novel concept anymore, but it's been done so many times, and it's still exhausting. Truly the height of human creativity. I could paint a black canvas and call it the void of modern entertainment, and it would still be more interesting than this. I'm sorry, babe. I'm being too bitter, aren't I? Yeah. No, I could keep watching if you want to. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. I do appreciate you turning it off. I'm sorry. Just, yeah, my head is kind of hurting a little bit, and the yelling isn't helping. I should have just said that from the beginning. Sorry to be snarky. Yeah, you can put on something more relaxing. Oh, okay. Oh my god. That sounds really nice, babe. Okay, yeah, I'd really like to just sit here together. We're all curled up under these blankets, and they kind of, it's so stupid, but they smell like you. I said it was stupid, but yeah, you know, your detergent, your clothes smell like it too. I hate how much I don't hate it. That's really comforting. After, well, I've just been so tired this week, this month. Well, I talked to my parents twice in the last 4 weeks, and it pretty much went the same way both times. We're not sure about this art thing, sweetheart. You're already so talented. Why do you need more school? Why not just do something more stable? Whenever you decide to come home, your room will still be here. As if stability is the only thing worth wanting. As if I didn't already earn the scholarship to be here. I know it's not a big scholarship. It's small. It covers, like, I don't know, art supplies and a third of the tuition, but I earned it. Meanwhile, athletes like you get a full ride just for throwing a ball through a hoop. No, I'm sorry. I know that's not true. I know there's more to it than that. It's an art form as well as mine. I'm sorry, babe. That was unkind to say. I am a little bitter. I'm sorry. You're incredible out on the court. I could never do what you do. You earned your right to be here too. It's just full ride versus whatever scraps they throw at us artists. I mean, people see athletic scholarships and they cheer for you. They see art scholarships and they just pat you on the head and say, "That's cute." It gets old really quickly. I mean, it means something. Someone looked at my work and said, "Her. We want her." That's not nothing. But it's also not that much praise. It's like a whisper compared to the cheers you get. Whispers are easy to ignore or to pretend like you didn't say them to begin with. You really think it counts? It's nothing burger of a scholarship. You don't think I'm just playing the artist? Wasting time and money? My parents are wrong. You're not just saying that because you're my girlfriend and you have to, right? You're annoyingly sincere, you know that? It's very inconvenient when I'm trying to be sad. I'm supposed to be the brooding artist and you're over here giving me motivational speeches like, I don't know, like a basketball player. It's nauseating. Keep going. I guess I didn't know how much I needed this. Just someone to sit here and listen to me or argue with my brain for a while. I was just gonna stay in my room on my bed, just staring at the ceiling. I didn't want to bother you, you know. I mean, we're new. We're so new. I don't know what I'm allowed to need or want yet, but you just showed up. You set out the snacks. You let me wear my moon jammies. You didn't make it weird. You might have giggled at them, but at least you didn't giggle at my bare face. And now you're telling me I'm not a failure. So thanks, I guess. Don't make me say it twice. Thanks. Thanks for the tissue. People cry sometimes, okay? Don't read too much into it. You know, it's just, when I'm with you, I guess I don't feel like I have to be on. I can just be myself without all the makeup and the goth clothes and the whole aesthetic. It's just me. Without all that stuff that shows that that is me. Does that make sense? Yeah. Adorable? That's a new one. I've been called intimidating, spooky, weird, that goth girl from the art building, but never adorable. But I guess tonight I'm wearing smiling moons and just cried into your shoulder, so I'll allow it just this once. You're really not fazed by any of this, are you? You're a strange girl. But I like that about you. Alright, pick something terrible for us to watch. Something with ghosts or a very dramatic period piece where people, like, die of consumption, and then hug me like you mean it. Which you do for some reason. Against all odds, and don't let me go. Thanks. This is the best thing that's happened to me all week. You're the best thing to happen to me all week. Now just shut up and let's be cozy together. Thanks, babe.